It doesn't make any sense when you try to say your introduction and you just want to cough. Anyway, this is Lady Tiffany Ma, and this is These Walls Are Thin. I hope you guys are having a lovely Wednesday. It's still cold, but I accept the fact that Mr. Sun decided to come out because my melanin needs Mr. Sun. So, or Mrs. Sun, whichever she wants to go, whichever boat she wants to float. I hope you guys are having a beautiful hump day. All that's considered, yesterday was a doozy. With all the tragic news I was hearing yesterday, I don't know what's going on. And this is, I'm gonna tell you this. This is to the entertainment industry as a person. If you're trying to get people to believe you and that you're not sacrificing souls, why are all the legendary people dying? And I know everybody has a time, but not the same month in the beginning of the damn year. Bad enough this damn country gonna go through a Pluto return, honey. Now we over here get have legends just dropping like flies. Just passing away. Anyway, I hope y'all, all that's considered for the families of those that have been lost already this year. And it's like 50 people that's been lost, and I'm pretty sure I'm missing somebody. I hope y'all are having a good day. I don't have any weird dreams to talk to y'all about. So, we ain't got no weird dreams for me to talk to you guys about today. Today, we're going to actually go straight to the point. I think my whole podcast needs to be dedicated to this because y'all don't understand how toxic this Karen culture is. And y'all don't understand how toxic this feminine energy is as we speak. There's toxic masculinity, and we're going to talk about that too, because I'm going to talk about the 20 deaths per day of Black women. We're going to talk about that too, but I want to talk about the toxicity of femininity first, because I can't check another gender without checking my own gender. This topic is taking an emotional toll on me. I was supposed to talk about this on the anniversary of his death, which is August 28th. I did some numerology addition, and the day that he died had the same life path number as the day he was born. It was 11. I don't think that's ironic. I don't think that is ironic at all. Not at all. But I want to quickly talk about this because one of the things that was spoken about, if we're going to talk about the song Strange Fruit, we got to talk about Emmett Till and the Emmett Till Anti-Lynching Act that was not passed in 2020. Y'all think that these problems are not going away, which is why we're talking about Barry Washington Jr. Black people may not be getting lynched, but they are still being murdered. This is a real issue. This is a real problem. And like I said, I wanted to do this 7 months ago. I wanted to talk about Emmett Till months ago. So I want to dedicate this whole podcast to Emmett Till and Mamie Till Mobley. I know there is a series on ABC. I'm not watching it. I've seen so many documentaries. I've watched so many movies talking about this topic. And y'all know I'm a severe empath. I'm a severe empath. So I know what they did to him. Y'all don't have to show me the picture of what they did to him. I saw the picture. It bothers me every time that somebody thought it was okay to do that to a 14-year-old child. This is something that is talking about. And I know y'all gonna be like, I thought you said you were to do Black History Month. No, but they're doing a series on ABC now. There's a series on ABC about is with inspirational women. It's about the first series is about of what it's about Mamie Till Mobley and how she became part of the civil rights movement. It was through the death of her son. Unfortunately, we've seen that it's common that it takes the death of your child for you to be part of a movement. Your child should not have to die for you to be part of a movement, because what is somebody else's child is everybody's child, okay? Tamir Rice, Trayvon Martin, Mike Brown could all be my sons. Granted, they're old enough to be my little brothers. They old enough to be my cousin. It shouldn't take me losing my own cousin, my own brother, my own son to understand how it is very important to keep this alive, to keep talking about these stories and passing these stories down for generations, for people to beware and to be cautious. Unfortunately, this child, 14-year-old child, was not seen as a child. And his life was taken away from him. So the podcast today is going to be focused on just Emmett Till. I was gonna do something in the beginning, because y'all know Andre Leon Talley, the legendary Andre Leon Talley, passed away. But Emmett Till deserved his whole podcast. Him and his mother deserve their own podcast. People say this is one of the domino effects that started the civil rights movement. You gotta understand, Black men and women and children have been lynched before Emmett Till. Okay. So I want y'all to sit back. I don't know if you can relax, because this story is very unnerving. It's sad. And understand that before there was Trayvon Martin, Mike Brown, and Tamir Rice, there was Emmett Till. So I want y'all to sit back. I want y'all to listen to what I'm going to be talking about. I'm going to be talking about Emmett Till, and I'm going to be talking about the act, the Emmett Till Anti-Lynching Act of 2020 that was not passed. But it seems like there's still bodies hanging from trees. I wish I did the story and tell you the story about there was a grandmother, a middle-aged Black woman found hanging from a tree, and of course they said it was suicide. Do y'all believe it was really suicide? Or did somebody mysteriously hang this poor Black lady? That's why it's important to know the history of Strange Fruit. That's why it's important to know the history of Emmett Till. So I want y'all to sit back, get some tea. You're not going to be able to stomach this. And my empathy is just screaming right now. We're going to talk about Emmett Till. This is very disturbing. That's all I can say to you. We're going to talk about Emmett Till first, and then we're going to talk about the Anti-Lynching Act that was supposed to be passed but was not passed. So, yes, I did Emmett Till's numerology. I already told y'all that. I told you his life path number was 11. That means he was a master number. Okay. So I got this from the History Channel. I've been saving this for 6 months. So I don't know why I'm getting the coughs right now. The devil is a lie. I found this on the History Channel. And it says 1955, Emmett Till is murdered. And it says on August 28th, 1955. While visiting family in Money, Mississippi, 14-year-old Emmett Till, an African-American from Chicago, is brutally murdered for allegedly flirting with a white woman 4 days earlier. His assailants, the white woman's husband and her brother, made Emmett carry a 75-pound cotton gin to the bank of the Tallahatchie River and ordered him to take off his clothes. The two men then beat him nearly to death, gouged his eyes out, shot him in the head, and then threw his body tied to the cotton gin fan with barbed wire into the river. They also mutilated his genitals. They didn't tell that whole part. Who was Emmett Till? Till grew up in a working class neighborhood on the south side of Chicago, and though he had attended a segregated elementary school, he was not prepared for the level of segregation he encountered in Mississippi. His mother warned him to take care because of his race, but Emmett enjoyed pulling pranks. He was only a child, okay? On August 24th, while standing with his cousin and some friends outside a country store in Money, Emmett bragged that his girlfriend back home was white. Emmett's African-American companion, disbelieving him, dared Emmett to ask a white woman sitting behind the store counter for a date. He went in and bought some candy. On the way out, was heard saying bye, baby, to the woman. There were no witnesses in the store, but Carolyn Bryant, the woman behind the counter, later claimed that he grabbed her, made lewd advances, and wolf whistled her as he sauntered out. Sauntered out? I've never seen that word before. My goodness. Now, anybody know that what the lady behind the counter said, she exaggerated the whole situation. That's not what he did. He didn't do that. Emmett Till murder. Roy Bryant, the proprietor of the store and the woman's husband, returned from a business trip a few days later and heard how Emmett had allegedly spoken to his wife. In rage, he went to the home of Till's great uncle, Moses Wright, with his half-brother, J.W. Millam, in the early morning hours of August 28th. The pair demanded to see the boy. Despite plea from Wright, they forced Emmett into their car after driving around in the night and perhaps beating Till in a tool house behind Millam's residence. They drove him down to the Tallahatchie River. 3 days later, his corpse was discovered, and he was so disfigured that Moses Wright could not identify it by an initiation. Could only identify it, him, by an initialed ring. Authorities wanted to bury the body quickly, but Till's mother, Mamie Bradley, y'all know her as Till Mobley, requested it to be sent back to Chicago. The open casket funeral. After seeing the mutilated remains, she decided to have an open casket funeral so all the world could see what racist murderers had done to her only son. Jet, an African-American weekly magazine, published a photo of Emmett's corpse, and soon the mainstream media picked up on the story. Less than 2 weeks after Emmett's body was buried, Millam and Bryant went on trial in a segregated courtroom in Sumner, Mississippi. There were a few witnesses besides Moses Wright who positively identified the defendant as Emmett's killer. On September 23rd, the all-white jury deliberated for less than an hour before issuing a verdict of not guilty, explaining that they believed the state had failed to prove the identity of the body. Many people around the county were outraged by the decision and also by the state's decision not to indict Millam and Bryant on the separate charges of kidnapping. Okay, so Carolyn Bryant's confessions, which, I'll be honest, you falsely accuse somebody of doing something to you. you should go to jail. If you cause your husband to get this enraged to where he goes and murder a 14-year-old child, not only him and his brother should have went to jail, she should have went to jail too. Oh my goodness. This is... Okay. So she confesses, Emmett Till murder trial brought light to the brutality of Jim Crow segregation in the South and was an early impetus of their civil rights movement. In 2017, Tim Tyson, author of the book The Blood of Emmett Till, revealed that Carolyn Bryant recanted her testimony, admitting that Till had never touched her, threatened, or harassed her. Nothing that boy did could ever justify what happened to him, she said. Now, people are saying that's speculation. Because nobody really know what happened. I'm not quite sure if Carolyn Bryant is still alive. But according to this, he said, that's what he said, she said, was that he never harassed her. He never did anything to her. None of these things. And the crazy part is that this story is told, and the part that is always fuzzy is whether he whistled, whether he said, hey, baby, because this article says that he said, hey, baby. But for a long time, I thought they said he whistled at her. And I think it was illustrated on ABC that he whistled at her. So, I don't know. Nobody really knows specifically what he did, but he didn't deserve to die. He didn't deserve to be treated the way he was treated, and his body didn't deserve to be disfigured like that. I'm going to continue this podcast, and I'm going to talk about the Anti-Lynching Act, the Emmett Till Anti-Lynching Act. So for y'all know, because I'm still in my feelings about this movie, I watched the movie Billie Holiday versus United States, which is about Billie Holiday being publicly humiliated and people destroying her career because she did a song called Strange Fruit. Strange Fruit is about the lynching that was going on in the South. And it was a protest song, as you guys know. It was definitely a protest song. But the United States government did not like her singing the song. They had a problem with her singing the song. And every time she sung the song, they arrested her. In the beginning of the movie, it's talking about the 2020 Emmett Till Anti-Lynching Act, which is still not passed. So we're going to talk about that act as well. And then I'm going to sit up here and, you know, go off, because y'all know how I am. I'm a TNT bomb. So I'm going to take all my frustration out on this. And I'm going to talk to you about what we're going to be talking about tomorrow. I found this from rush.house.gov, and it says, Rush statement on passage of Emmett Till Anti-Lynching Act through House Judiciary Committee. This article was written December 8th, 2021. More than 6,500 Americans were lynched between 1865 and 1950. 1950, they stopped automatically in 1950. Okay. Rush legislation will begin the process of closing this shameful chapter of our history. Oh, so that's all y'all want to do is close the chapter. Okay. Today, the House Judiciary Committee passed the Emmett Till Anti-Lynching Act, H.R. 55, legislation introduced by the U.S. Representative Bobby L. Rush, that would, for the first time, designate lynching as a federal hate crime. There have been more than 200 attempts to codify lynching as a federal crime since the 1950s. More than 6,500 Black Americans were lynched between 1865 and 1950, according to a recent report from the Equal Justice Initiative. The legislation passed through the committee by voice vote and now advanced to the House floor. I was 8 years old when my mother put the photograph of Emmett Till's brutalized body in Jet magazine on our living room coffee table, pointed to it, and told us, "This is why I brought my boys out of Albany, Georgia. The photograph shaped my consciousness as a Black man in America and changed the course of my life and it changed our nation," says Rush. The lynching of Emmett Till and Mamie Till Mobley's courageous decision to hold an open casket funeral for her son was a catalyst for the civil rights movement. It exposed our nation to the brutal truth and terror of racism in America and put us on the path to becoming a more equal nation.
Are we though?
Are we? Y'all know y'all gonna realize that. I'm gonna be making a lot of sarcastic comments while talking about this, but I'm gonna continue reading. It has been more than 120 years since the first anti-lynching bill was introduced in the Congress. 120 years. Despite nearly 200 attempts since then to codify lynching as a federal crime, it has never been done. The Emmett Till Anti-Lynching Act would correct the history injustice and ensure that the full force of the United States federal government is always brought to prosecute those who commit the monstrous act of lynching. Passage of this bill will show that our nation understands the heinous legacy of lynching and begin the process of closing the shameful chapter of our history. Why are we trying to close a shameful past? I mean, we need to acknowledge it, don't we? We need to talk about it. Let me continue. It says, I am thrilled that the Emmett Till Anti-Lynching Act has passed through the House Judiciary Committee and look forward to seeing it come up for a vote on the House floor, which they didn't pass it. Rush reintroduced his Emmett Till Anti-Lynching Act, H.R. 55, on the first day of the 117th Congress. The legislation was first introduced by Representative Rush in the 115th Congress. It passed the House of Representatives in February 2020 with overwhelming bipartisan support, but was blocked in Senate by the Senator Rand Paul. Currently has 179 bipartisan co-sponsors in the House. Rush is also the lead sponsor of bipartisan legislation that would award a posthumous Congressional Gold Medal to Emmett Till and his mother, Mamie Till Mobley. And legislation that would direct the Postmaster General to issue a commemorative postage stamp in honor of Mamie Till Mobley.
That's all y'all can give her is a freaking stamp. You know, y'all had time to take care of her when she was alive because she lived till 2003, from my understanding.
This completes talking about this.
Y'all ready? Here goes. I can't do this without crying. And the reason I can't do this without crying, because I saw the picture. I've heard the story. I saw the picture of his mother crying. As a young person, as somebody young, well, I'm still young, but you know, when I was a kid, I told y'all I'm a severe empath and my empathy is severe. It's disturbing that 120 years ago, somebody brought up the Lynching Act before. And 120 years later, we're still fighting the same fight. This is a shame. This is ridiculous. And it's crazy because people are like, why do we need to do an anti-lynching act? Everybody know that lynching someone is wrong. But do you know that it's wrong to murder a black person? Because it seemed like y'all get confused with that. It's like, oh, bullet hit is like, oh, it's just a black person, right? You know, it's just totally fine for a bullet to hit a black person, a black child. Nobody cares. Let me tell you the importance of why it's important to pass this bill. Okay? It's important for this bill to pass because it shows that the United States is backing that it's not okay to murder an unarmed black person. That's why. You have to understand that there's still situations dealing with black people being murdered. I just saw a video yesterday about a young lady that was in college and she was hanging out with her white friends and she went missing. They went to the lake, they went by the water, and she went missing. She drowned. But none of them had anything to do with it. But they cleaned up her stuff, cleaned up everything, which basically they cleaned up the evidence of murdering her. This is still an issue. It's an issue, and people wonder why people say Black Lives Matter, which, by the way, that has become a joke because y'all found out that the person, the founder of a Black Lives Matter, is sitting up there in two houses. So who's paying you? I did not know that being a civil rights leader, you get paid. I recall Dr. King getting paid. Everybody know the King family was not wealthy. He did a thankless job and his life was taken in the end. And little that y'all want to talk about, even Malcolm X, Marcus Garvey, all of them. The people in the community took care of them. That's why it seemed like they were so wealthy, because they were fighting for the community. But there's conspiracy theories about Dr. King too, but we ain't gonna go there right now. Because we're talking about the need for the Emmett Till Anti-Lynching Act to pass. If there was no situations dealing with Trayvon Martin, Mike Brown, Tamir Rice, those just the young ones, Eric Garner, well, Eric Garner is not young, but, you know. If those did not happen, there would be no need to bring this act up. For people to say that it's not relevant, it is very relevant. It's very relevant that you have to sit up here and tell someone who is not black to not murder a black person. Understand, this was a grown-ass woman that sent a grown-ass man after a 14-year-old child, and they murdered him. It's morally wrong. I don't care what he did to her. And I'm pretty sure he didn't do anything like that. She's exaggerating, but they said he was a prankster and he was playing around. So he's a 14-year-old kid. Y'all know how many
times I've been pranked by some teenage knuckleheaded boy. I got pranked. Me and my mom got, well, it was my fault because I got pranked by some idiot in Walmart. And there was no reason for me to get my husband and brother. I don't have a husband or a brother. To go beat him up. It was like, okay, you're a little douchebag. Go home, do your homework. No, you felt so threatened to where you had to go murder a child. He was a child. And teenagers are rebellious and bad. We know that, but there's no reason. But I want to talk about this because it's kind of a disturbing trend in movies. Y'all love them horror movies that murder children. That's one thing that bothers me. Is that in horror movies, it's cool to murder kids. Do we envy the youth so much to where we think it's okay to murder them? To hurt them? We're so desensitized to teenagers being murdered that we don't see it as a big deal anymore. But y'all forgetting adults, that teenagers are children too. They're still children. Even though they might be doing grown-up things or living a grown-up life, because I don't know what every teenager is doing in the household, but those are still children and they should be treated as such. And that alone should have kept them from even touching this young boy. But no, y'all don't see black kids as kids. You know, little Tommy goes to a black neighborhood and burn a trash can and it's, oh, he's just a kid. But little Tyrone do it and it's, oh, he's a menace to society. Put him in jail for 13 years. Just y'all seeing our kids as kids is an issue. They're kids. I don't care how well developed they are. I was a very developed kid, okay? I mean, I was a 36, 24, 36 at 10. But that don't mean that it's okay to sexually advance on me when I was 10, which that didn't happen because y'all know I have the Kung Fu grip over here. Okay, I have the whole squad from Kung Fu Panda, and they will hurt your life. Y'all know to leave me alone. My family don't play that. But even though I looked like or had the body of a grown woman, don't mean you should treat me like one. I was still child-minded, and I'm going to be straight up honest with you. At 31 years old, I'm still childlike. I can be childish. That right there. You didn't see a child? You just saw a Negro hit on your wife. And so it's like, well, I'm going to make a believer on him. No. This is a prime example of toxic femininity. This is the Karen Brigade. I don't know if you guys know this, but a lot of the massacres that happen in black towns like Rosewood and Tulsa, Oklahoma, started because a black man was accused of touching a white woman. So it didn't just start with Emmett Till. It was a whole town massacre that happened. Matter of fact, I think I have a list on all the town massacres. I will be talking about that. On all the town massacres that have happened. When I find it, I will talk about it tomorrow on tomorrow's podcast. But there have been towns massacred because of a Karen. There was a black guy. He touched me. Y'all know it's just everybody's favorite place to go to when somebody's lying about what happened and what crime went down and they always blame a black guy? Yeah, but, you know, y'all want to talk out against black women and say, you know, you want to get with the Shaniqua, you know, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, but Shaniqua is not going to have a whole mob to go kill you. Maybe beat your ass, but not kill you. We're a problem, but you still being falsely accused as a black man of doing something you're not doing by your preference. Am I not correct? So you guys think that, you know, this is not still an issue. It is an issue. The fact that they won't even pass an anti-lynching bill mean that it's still an issue. Rand Paul. Y'all want to see how it's still a current issue? I will show you how it's a current issue. Now, even though this young man is grown, he's an adult. He still was murdered for hitting on his preference. These days, y'all call them your preferences. So I'm going to say preference. I was trying to find his birthday. But I'm going to say this. He died. He died around the same time as Emmett Till did in 1955, August 28th. He died in August, if I'm not mistaken. So tomorrow, we are going to be talking about Barry Washington Jr. And it's crazy to me because it's like, every time I remember y'all was like talking about Emmett Till and how Emmett Till and Tamir Rice look a whole lot alike. And I can't stop seeing it. But it goes to show you, Tamir Rice was only 12. And you look at some pictures of Emmett Till when he was younger. When they're that age, they're supposed to be pranksters. They're supposed to play around. They're 12. They're 14 years old. They're just children. But in this situation, I don't know how to feel about it. Because my thing is, there are a lot of people who are interracially dating. But he didn't do anything to hurt this lady. But what the outcome happened with Barry Washington Jr., y'all gonna be like, what? So with that being said, I can't spend too much time on this because my empath is like going AWIRE right now. It bothers me that grown ugly ass men thought it was cute to chase down a 14-year-old child and murder him. Now, this podcast is not to instill fear into young black men. You can still date your preference. But beware of people who are on some toxic feminist tip. Be very aware of that. Be careful out there. But nobody is telling you not to date your preference. This is not to scare anybody. This story is not to scare anybody. It's to make awareness of what happened to these two. To this. Emmett Till was a child. But let's be honest. If he was still alive today, he would be my great-grandfather. But he was a child when he died. But we're going to continue talking about toxic femininity and how you should be careful and how to deal with it. Because some of y'all don't know when some don't get that somebody's not interested in you. Some of y'all don't get when black women are not interested in you. You think because you're a black man that black women want you, and that's not true. But both of these stories are cautionary tale of the Karens, of toxic femininity, and how somebody used their femininity for a toxic situation. So thank you guys for listening to my podcast. Maybe Till Mobley never got the justice that she deserved. She spent the remainder of her life trying to get justice for her son. She never got it. And like I said, them murdering a child alone should have been a reason for them to be arrested. This is Lady Tiffany Ma, and this is These Walls Are Thin. More people should be pushing the Emmett Till anti-lynching law. This is very important and it should be pushed. They should be pushing this law. As black people, we should be pushing this law as much as they're sitting up here pushing that damn vaccine. Girl. What you do in the dark will come to light. This country has shown its true colors ever since the beginning. Why can't we just see that? Thank you guys for listening to my podcast. I am like so outie.